From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, August 19th, 2014. Vince Pecoraro is reporting in the Chatham Courier. State Assembly member Steve McLaughlin last week accused Phil Malone, his opponent in the November general election, of failing to file required ethics forms. In a statement released by his office, McLaughlin called Malone, quote, another member of the corruption club who is trying to get elected on a platform of incompetence and deceit, unquote. The ethics forms are a requirement for all political candidates. Malone admitted he was late to file the form, but said he had nothing to hide. He also said the forms were submitted before McLaughlin raised the issue. He accused his opponent of grasping at straws to get headlines. Republican McLaughlin and Democrat Malone will face off in November for the 107th Assembly District seat. The district includes parts of Columbia, Rensselaer, and Washington counties. Malone will be a guest on WGXC's At Issue at 10 a.m. Wednesday, August 20th. Read the full story in the Chatham Courier. The Daily Freeman is reporting the investigation into the source of the oil spill at the town boat launch in Germantown Sunday, August 17th is ongoing, according to state environmental officials. The State Department of Environmental Conservation said between 50 and 100 gallons of No. 6 fuel oil spilled from a 50-foot black pipe. The DEC reported winds pushed the spilled oil to the east shore and it was contained in a small area. Anyone with information about this spill are asked to contact the DEC at 800-847-7332. The Poughkeepsie Journal is reporting a scam is making the rounds among customers of New York State Electric and Gas Corporation. Callers say they represent the utility company and claim that service will be cut off unless a Green Dot Money Pack card is purchased. A company spokesman said NYSEG would never ask a customer to purchase a debit card to make a payment. The company does not call a customer for payment if an account is in good standing either. If customers believe they have been scammed out of money, NYSEG advises they immediately notify local police as well as the Federal Trade Commission at www.ftc.gov. Looking at the local weather forecast, today will be sunny with a high near 79, and tonight patchy fog after 2 a.m., otherwise mostly clear with a low around 56. Wednesday, patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 82. Wednesday night, a chance of showers, mainly after midnight, mostly cloudy with a low around 59. Thursday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 78. Thursday night, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 60. And Friday will be partly sunny with a high near 79. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 59. Sunrise today was at 6:08 a.m. and sunset today is at 7:49 p.m. with the length of the day being 13 hours and 41 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, August 19th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.